The following is from page 154 of the printed edition. I want to preach to the whole world. Sagar Rai, born 1928, baptized 1968. Profile: a decorated soldier who accepted the truth and kept preaching despite strong community opposition.
I was born in Shan State, a mountainous region in northeast Myanmar. My family was Nepalese Gurkha, Hindu by religion, but we also practiced traditional animism. Following a strongly held Gurkha tradition, I became a soldier, as had my father and four older brothers before me. I served in the Burmese army for 20 years and fought in countless battles. Amazingly, I was never seriously injured. When I first read the Watchtower, I learned from the Bible that there is only one true God, Jehovah. I was intrigued. As a Hindu, I believed in millions of gods. I looked up the name Jehovah in several dictionaries of different languages, Nepali, Hindi, Burmese, and English. Each dictionary confirmed that Jehovah is the God of the Bible. Later, my wife Jyothi and I moved to Pathain, where missionary Frank Dewar offered me a Bible study. I accepted, and Jyothi did too. We soon became convinced that Jehovah is the only true God and decided to worship Him alone. We threw our religious idols into the Pathain River so that no one could retrieve them. Soon afterward, I left the military and moved with my wife and children back to where I was born. There we joined a small group of witnesses who taught us to preach. In time, we gathered materials from the forest and built a small kingdom hall in front of my home. This enraged a committee from the Gurkha community, who protested, "Who gave you permission to build a Christian church in a Hindu ward? You should not preach to people who already have a religion." The Gurkha committee complained to the local authorities, who asked me, "Mr. Rai, are you preaching in your ward and persuading people to become Christians?" "I am one of Jehovah's Witnesses," I replied. "Not only do I want to preach in this ward, but I want to preach to the whole world. But whether people change their religion or not is up to them." Happily, the authorities allowed us to continue to preach freely. Over the last 40 years, Jyothi and I have helped more than 100 people learn the truth. Many of them now serve as special pioneers, traveling overseers, or Bethelites. We also rejoice that most of our children and their families are faithfully serving Jehovah.
Returning to the account.